You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Gym Class for a Friday, December the 23rd here on KGYM. Great to have you with us. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass, and hopefully you at home enjoying watching the snow fly by your picture window. We got a good show for you. John Steppe covers the Iowa Hawkeyes for the Cedar Rapids Gazette will join us. We'll talk, we'll wrap up recruiting, take a look ahead to the Music City Bowl and more with John. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. It is a Friday. That means it is the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 day, and we will pick 6 games for you here with the panel coming up and give somebody out there a chance to win a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Gym Class program each and every day is presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to dupaco.com. And happy holidays and Merry Christmas to our friends at DuPaco. Everybody out there, everybody listening in, all the sponsors, and you are a listener out there. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. If you'd like to weigh in, if you'd like to pick up the phone, love to hear from you as well. That is also 319-366-1600. And on this blustery, cold, chilly, what have you, blizzardy day, coming your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker as well. Mark is hunkered down on the southwest side today. I hope you're hunkered down anyway. How you doing?
Afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And yes, I am, and happy to be so. And yeah, it's been a fun and interesting year as we near the end of 2022. Kind of put a cap on it, not only today, but next week, minus Monday.
Yeah, minus Monday. We will be off. Monday is the observed holiday as far as Christmas Day is concerned. So no show next Monday. Local programming will be back with Spencer on Tuesday at 3 o'clock for you right here on KGYM. And that doesn't mean the games end. Got a whole bevy of NFL games for you starting tomorrow with one game in the afternoon. We've got a Christmas Eve football game for you. We got a triple header on Sunday and then one game on Monday. So, yeah, got a lot of NFL throughout the weekend. A few college football games as well sprinkled in there. Couple today, one going on in the first half right now. So still a lot of things to do as you and yours get together for the holiday and hopefully safely. And tell you what, it is not good out there, Mark. I'm just going to tell you right now, if you don't have to go anywhere, do not do it. It is ugly outside.
Yeah, I appreciate you making it into the studio. You live a ways away from the studio. I live a stone's throw, and I couldn't get my butt off the the back porch to make it in. But due to the beauties of Skype, we can do that. But how was it driving in from the northeast side?
Terrible.
Was it?
It was not good. It was not good. I thought I was going to slide through. I wasn't even going fast. I gave myself about 25 to 30 extra minutes. And there was at one point I thought, and I was not going more than 20. And I thought I was going to slide through an intersection. And luckily, there aren't very many people out here right now. I did not, but that was not a fun, pleasant experience right there. So don't go anywhere if you don't have to. The blizzard warning continues through the night, through the overnight, to 6 a.m. tomorrow. Not going to be a whole lot better tomorrow, to be honest with you. It's going to be a little bit warmer, but the winds are still going to be at around 25 miles per hour. And if you're all wondering, no, she didn't start again today. Thankfully, youngest son is here, and he had his car in the driveway, so the drift kind of stopped halfway across the driveway. So foolishly late this morning went out and got the snow away from the front and back of his car so he can back out so I could take my wife's vehicle to work. Well, it took about an hour for the snow to reaccumulate behind. So that was absolutely worthless. But hey, what else is new, right? I've done worthless things before.
Yeah, we've been known to name winter storms on this show. Maybe we ought to name your snowblower.
Well, it's
Sally Snowblower. It's Sally Snowblower. I don't know.
I don't know, but it's going to be a fun father-son project if mom and dad ever get down here from Minnesota.
We better be gender neutral. I'm sorry.
319-366-1600 at 10 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock here in the gym class on KGYM. Thank you for joining us today. And you know it's cold when Ben is grabbing a heater, ladies and gentlemen. Do you have shorts on? I did not even notice today, Ben. Nope, Ben's got long pants on today. So that tells you something right there, that it is indeed a cold day in the Midwest.
Yeah, Ben's shorts are an indicator, right? Among other things. And let's dive into some sports.
Let's do that. Yeah, let's do that. Of course, last night, it was Thursday night football, and the New York Jets not looking particularly good last night. But Jacksonville did. Tell you what, this team, especially next year, they're going to get a receiver back too. And I think Jacksonville could be the favorite next year for sure. They may win the AFC South this year. They go to 7-8 with a 19-3 thumping of the lifeless New York Jets, 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 Jets. Zach Wilson booed heartily, 9 of 18, 92 yards, and one pick, while Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne both got things done in that game for Jacksonville. And that's a good – they're becoming a good football team, Mark.
They really are, 7-8, and the Jets are not. You thought earlier in the season this Jets team might be pretty good. Then they lose Breece Hall, among others, and Wilson has just been a bust, right?
Yes.
And I noticed ETN is Doug Peterson's first 1,000-yard rusher in his coaching career, and this is a bugaboo of mine. When you play 16, 17 games, a 1,000-yard rusher, you're averaging less than 50 yards a game. So let's throw that out and make the new standard 1,500 yards, okay?
Well, I was just gonna comment on the fact that really 1,000. I'm with you. 1,000-yard rushers don't mean anything anymore. Running backs don't mean anything anymore in the National Football League. I mean, they're basically, you know, taken, used for a couple years, and then put on the scrap pile, and not to be heard from again. You don't have the guys like the Roger Craigs and the late great Franco Harris and Earl Campbell and others that you build your team around. It is a rarity when you see a running back taken in the first round and even maybe well into the second round anymore. They're just not out there. And you and I come from an era where you not only had one good back, you had two good backs, Mark, in the backfield back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, not to poo-poo a 1,000-yard rusher. That's a lot of yards in a season, but it is an average of 40, 50 yards a game. So I don't think that's the gold standard by any means. Maybe it is these days with the usage of running backs. I think it's more impressive that guys like Josh Allen and Justin Fields, who are going to meet at Soldier Field on tomorrow, I guess, those guys rushing for 800 to 1,000 yards.
Yeah, that's impressive. Very impressive right there. Don't forget to go to our poll question at kgymradio.com. It is brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're Iowa's largest privately owned abstract and settlement company. Happy holidays to Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, serving customers since 2003. Who wins tonight's Gasparilla Bowl? We're going to pick that coming up in just a little bit, Mark, with the Emil's Hideaway pick six. That is Wake and Mizzou going at it tonight for your Friday night at home viewing pleasure.
Yeah, we're going to pick a mix of college and professional games just because the timing and the attractiveness of some of the bowl games this week just out there, and there's some attractive NFL games. But stay tuned. About 20 minutes before the hour, we'll go ahead and make our pick six.
Not among the attractive games is the Sunday night matchup. between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Arizona Cardinals. Wow. Still waiting for the reason why that did not get flexed out, but hey, that's the way it goes. Maybe it's just because of the Christmas weekend. We're going to take a break, come back, and we are going to talk things over with John Steppe of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We'll talk Iowa recruiting. We'll talk about the upcoming Music City Bowl changes. Question mark? Coming up in the Iowa offense, there are rumors to that effect. We'll talk about it with John when we return after this here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And blizzard warnings continue today due to strong winds leading to blowing and drifting snow, creating slick streets and low visibility, especially in open and rural areas. So you do want to make sure that you are taking it slow if you do have to head out or just hang inside. That is because we also have dangerously cold air. Temperatures remain below zero today with wind chills of negative 30 to negative 40. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Santa Barkley is back, and this year he's giving new fans FanDuel customers exactly what you asked for. Unwrap the gift of a no-sweat first bet up to $2,500 back in free bets when you sign up with promo code COON. That's up to $2,500 back if your first bet doesn't win. Now is the perfect time to give FanDuel a shot. The app is easy to use. They're always giving you great promotions, and when you win, you'll get paid instantly. I really enjoy FanDuel's odds boost. They have plenty of extra value plays each day on their boost tab. So see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook, and get in the holiday spirit with a no-sweat first bet up to $2,500 back in free bets from Santa Barkley when you sign up with promo code KUHN. 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Free bets expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
When you buy your own health insurance, you deserve a doctor who's your biggest champion and coverage you can be confident in. And with new Wellmark health insurance plans featuring Unity Point Health, that's what you can expect. These plans help you build a relationship with your Unity Point Health primary care providers and network partners, starting with free preventive and virtual care, plus low copays for primary care with a doctor who always has your back. Connect with an agent to help you enroll at wellmark.com/UPH.
It's the holidays at Brown's Shoe Fit. They have the most comfortable shoes you'll find anywhere. Come get a pair to soothe your holiday shopping and pick up a gift or two while you're there. Brown's Shoe Fit has lots of in-store specials now, and they carry top brands, including New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Born, Clarks, Keen, Merrill, and Oboes. Cozy smart wool socks are the perfect stocking stuffer, and right now at Brown's Shoe Fit, buy three pair, get the fourth pair free. Bring your feet to Brown's Shoe Fit, Twixtown Road in Collins Square.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Save big when you upgrade to new appliances from Menards. We offer the lowest prices with the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Whirlpool appliances are meant to make your life easier. Upgrade your home with top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home with new energy-efficient appliances and save big money at Menards. Plus, a Menards gift card always makes for a great gift idea.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Back with you on the Gym Class, high to 9049 on the text line. Thanks for the comment. Do appreciate that. 319-366-1600. Scott and Mark, Ben, taking you through the blizzard of 2022 to close things out for the holiday season. And hopefully going to be a lot nicer weather down in Nashville coming up next week as Iowa meets Kentucky for the second consecutive season in a bowl game. This time it will be the Music City Bowl down in Nashville at Nissan Stadium along the banks of the Cumberland. John Steppe will be there. He covers the Iowa Hawkeyes and does that for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter as well. And early indications, it could be rainy, but it's going to be a lot warmer than it is right now, John.
Yeah, I'll take pretty much anything over what we have right now. It looks like it's -2 right now in Iowa City, according to the bank across the street. So anything has to be better than that, right?
Yes. Right now, 10 sounds pretty good.
So, yeah.
Well, let's, hey, John, let's put a wrap on recruiting, if you will. The big news, of course, was Caden Proctor flipping to Alabama. But aside from that, this is a typically pretty solid group for Iowa, was it not?
Yeah, a lot of players who have interesting potential. And, of course, it's hard to know exactly how the recruiting classes will turn out till they spend a little bit of time developing inside the program. But when you have a guy like Ben Keeter, who is an incredibly good wrestler as well as a very good football player, that's a really intriguing prospect right there. Somebody who is on the finalist list for the high school version of the Butkus Award. So you have a really talented linebacker with him. You've got offensive linemen like Trevor Locke and Layden Jones who have a lot of potential. So there are a lot of really interesting prospects in this class. And of course, you would always happily take Caden Proctor. But even without that, it's still a pretty good class, all said, with everything said now. And there's, of course, some fluidity, too. With this only being the early signing period, which people use their COVID years, which people don't, things could still change too.
Yeah, and you can even say that it could add to the recruiting class with a senior coming back for a super senior season, if you will. So that you may not count on. I don't know if that's going to be the case for Iowa, but I know Kirk Ferentz addressed that the other day, as well as some of the other folks down in Iowa City, that you know, they're not putting a lot of pressure on some of those guys that have an extra year, but you know, I think they're letting them know that you're more than welcome to come back.
Yeah, and you think about it, somebody like Nico Ragaini, for example, would be somebody that'd be really helpful to have back when you look at who's left at the wide receiver position. If you don't get Nico back, you're going to have, and if you don't get anybody in the transfer portal, two big ifs. But if those two things don't happen, you'd have as many incoming freshman scholarship wide receivers as you'd have returning scholarship wide receivers, which would really be a young position group. And that would be difficult because you've got a quality quarterback with Cade McNamara, but he needs guys to throw to beyond just tight ends.
The Music City Bowl coming up in a little more than a week, John. And general question for you, how does one put a shine on this game with all the players out for various reasons?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things that would be a selling point for this game is it's an opportunity to see how some younger players are in terms of their development phase. This is going to be the chance to see what Joe Labus can do. And, of course, it's not an ideal set of circumstances for him. He was pretty much for the entire year on scout team and not really working first team or second team until these bowl practices. But you get a chance to see him. You're going to get to see some of the other younger players, and that's probably one of the big selling points right now for the game. And, of course, you only get so many games. You only get 12 games usually, so it's one more game there too. But, of course, it does not have the same kind of luster as even the Citrus Bowl last year had, when there's a little more pride in being able to say that you won the Citrus Bowl versus the Music City Bowl.
Well, I think the biggest thing that Hawkeye people and Hawkeye fans want to see is Joe Labus and see exactly how he is going to run the offense. The big rumors coming out of Iowa City and then listening to some of the players yesterday is the fact that we could see a few different wrinkles as far as the Iowa football team is concerned. And I guess it remains to be seen, right? If Iowa comes out and starts doing things that we did not see all year, and boy, oh boy, if that stuff works, people are going to be squawking on Tuesday that where was this all year, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because Iowa did not have good quarterback production this season, being Captain Obvious here. And if you all of a sudden see Labus doing some impressive things under the difficult circumstances I was talking about before, well, then that's naturally going to come up in terms of that thought of, wow, this might have been helpful against Nebraska, or, oh, this might have been helpful against Illinois. Some of those games where they could have gone the other direction and they didn't. And Iowa State, too, those three real close losses that they had. So you look at it, and this is me really the chance to see what he can do, and we'll see how much of a change they make. They do have a little bit of time to make changes compared to week, where it's difficult to really change the playbook dramatically when you've only got 7 days between games. Now you've got a little more time, and we'll see how much they decide to change things up.
John, as you know, it was announced today that Spencer Petras won the Golden Gavel Award, which is a relatively new award given out by local media for a guy who not only is most cooperative with local media, but exhibits themselves with professional integrity in all interactions. My question to you is, how do you think Spencer Petras will be remembered?
That's a great question. I think the on-field results are probably not going to be great in terms of what he did individually. He was on some good Iowa teams, but those were good defensive and special teams, and not so much good offensive teams. But I think there's going to be part of his legacy in terms of how he handled the really difficult circumstances off the field. And winning the Duke Slater Golden Gavel Award really shows just what he was like off the field. And it would have been really easy if I was in Spencer Petras' position to really get impatient with media when you're getting these questions time and time again. That probably would have been better for, say, the offensive coordinator, but we don't get the offensive coordinator or any of the coordinators on a regular weekly basis. We get them a couple times each year. So it'd be really easy for him to get impatient, but he didn't. So I'd say off the field, I think people are going to remember him well. On the field, obviously the results speak for themselves, and they were not ideal results by any means.
One guy besides, I think, let's throw Joe Labus out. One guy that you are interested in seeing, that you think is going to get some more playing time in the bowl game that we haven't seen a whole lot this year. I'll give you mine after you reveal yours.
A couple interesting possibilities here. I'd say one that'd be interesting. Now, we've seen a decent chunk of him, but I think we'll see more of Deontay Vines. As you look at what Iowa has left at wide receiver, really, he's one of the top guys, if not the top guy, after Nico. So you look at it, I think he's in a bigger spotlight with this bowl game because, as I was saying earlier with Cade McNamara next year, you can only throw to the tight end so much. So I think he's going to be somebody interesting to watch, especially as he gets healthier and healthier without needing that brace on his wrist. So I'd say he would be my pick.
Yeah. I think we're going to see more Xavier Wampa. I think we will. Whether it be – I just have a feeling he may go out there and return some kicks. I don't know. Or some punts. We'll see. But I think he's going to get in there in some nickel and dime situations as well and get his first.
I wish I thought of that one. That's, yeah, I think you're spot on there, especially with the strong safety situation without having Kayvon Merriweather for that game. That's going to be another spot where maybe we see a little bit of Wampa.
Yeah. And I think him and Quinn back there might be a good combination.
Yeah, you look at it, I think that would be a good pairing of skill sets there and maybe a sneak peek of what 2023 could look like back there.
On the text line, 33-49, kind of saying you got splaining to do, guys. Was it a really good year in recruiting when there were 200 four- and five-star high school players this year and Iowa got one?
That's a good question there. I think the recruiting ratings are far from an exact science. I was writing in my newsletter about how the if you look at the 2019 recruiting rankings versus the 2022 college football playoff rankings, you see some pretty big disparities there where like Texas A&M had the number four recruiting class in the country, and then you look at their season and they're not bowl eligible. So I think it's easy to get caught up in the stars and such, and it could be an underwhelming year of recruiting or it could be a great year of recruiting, but we won't really know for a few years what exactly it looks like when you just think of the process of, you know, the people who do those ratings are very good, but it's still, even with that, a difficult job of being able to project what some of these players are able to do off their high school highlight film.
I think this class is about in just where Iowa usually is. And I don't want to sound like settling or anything like that. Oh gosh, let's not use the word settling this week. That's a bad word. But I mean, this is pretty much the garden spot where Iowa is usually in.
Yeah, this is really par for the course for them. And you look at it, what has par for the course turned out to be? I think some people are happier with that than other people, but you look at it, this is where, similar to where they've been in a lot of years, where I think the average off the top of my head, I think it's like 33rd or 34th, somewhere in the low 30s. If you look at the last 5 years, the previous 5 years, so not including 2023, I think is right around that ballpark. I wrote about it at some point this week. So they aren't far off from that. And obviously that has produced results defensively and on special teams. So yeah, this isn't necessarily a huge surprise here, I think, by any means, to see them having this caliber of recruiting class.
As good of defense that Iowa has, John, I think one guy it may miss more than people want to believe is Kayvon Merriweather, who has opted out of the bowl game. And in my mind, John, I think he didn't get enough recognition in the all-conference teams, the All-America teams. I know he got a few, but this is a really solid individual. And I know the next man in, but he's going to be a guy remembered fondly as well.
Absolutely. He was on my ballot for the Football Writers Association of America All-America team, and he didn't end up making that team, but he was second team on two others and probably should have been at least second team on some of the others as well. You look at it, the traditional stats don't jump off the page in terms of how many interceptions he's had, how many tackles did he have. But when you look at some of those advanced stats, and I think it's something like an 11.7 or somewhere around there was his NFL passer rating allowed in the low teens. And you look at it, and that's about as good as you can get. That was the best in the country among defensive backs who took a decent number of coverage snaps. So there are a lot of things that don't show up in that traditional stats page. If you go to the Iowa football website and pull up the stats, you don't see that. But you just didn't see him give up big plays or even that many plays in general, big or small. And that really goes a long ways and is sometimes something that can be, I think, a little underappreciated.
Yeah. Bottom line, one more time, to see pretty much intact, other than Merriweather, what could be the best Iowa defense ever, to be honest with you, out on the field one more time. I think that gets enough people and eyeballs on this Music City Bowl.
Yeah, you look at the linebacker core, it's hard to get really any better than that. The depth on the defensive line has been outstanding. And again, except for Merriweather, a secondary that, except for against Nebraska when injuries started to add up, was really good throughout the season when that was probably the one question mark of the defense. So really, I talk a lot about the offense, and there's a lot of frustration there among the offense, but sometimes it's easy to forget just how special this defense is.
All right.
John, regardless of the bowl game outcome, how are you going to remember this year's team?
Wow, that's a great question. I think it's going to be the year of things you didn't expect. I didn't expect to be covering a 7-3 game with one field goal and two safeties. I didn't think that there'd be a lot of these other things. I didn't think that a team that was as bad offensively as Iowa was could be one game. You think about one better quarter away from being Big Ten West champions. It really was a year of unexpected things that got us to where we are right now, talking about the Music City Bowl.
It was a crazy, crazy year, and it may not be done yet for craziness.
No, still one more game for some craziness to happen.
Hey, safe travels, John. Happy holidays to you, and thanks for stopping by with us. Appreciate it, and stay warm, man.
Thank you. My pleasure. Happy holidays to you, too.
All right. John Stappe covers the Iowa football team for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Read his stuff at thegazette.com, and also give him a follow on Twitter. 3:35, we're going to get the panel together coming up in just a little bit, but I want to throw it first to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue, southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot. And again, happy holidays to their entire crew. I don't know if they're open today. I did not look, Mark, if they're if they made the trip in or not. I know they were closed yesterday, but see them next week. The post-Christmas, pre-New Year's meal for you. They'll have some good stuff next week.
Check it out if they're open today. I did not see, but thanks to Emil's Hideaway and the continuing sponsorship of segments in our program. On the scoreboard today, a little bit of everything. Left-handed reliever Taylor Rogers is going to join his brother Tyler in the San Francisco Giants bullpen. Taylor signing a 3-year deal with San Francisco. The L.A. Rams' woes continue out of the playoffs, and now Aaron Donald is likely shelved for the season with an ankle injury. In college football, Illinois star Chase Brown is going to sit out the bowl game against Mississippi State January 2nd as he will prepare for the NFL draft. Iowa High School's favored The proposal for free and reduced lunch to affect classifications in football beginning next year. The vote was 211-52 in favor. It now goes to the Board of Education. And finally, the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders are going to play an outdoor hockey game February 23rd at First Energy Stadium in Cleveland, home of the Browns. That game will be against Youngstown in a USHL game.
Yeah, good for them. That'll be fun. And, I'm not surprised that the new classifications passed. And what everyone's surprised about is the fact that there were almost 100 schools that did not even vote.
Right, right.
And that's a head-scratcher. I mean, doesn't take that much to do that. But, yeah, anyway, so we'll have the classes. They will be adjusted with free and reduced lunches coming up in football next year. 3:38, so we're going to take a break, come back. Dave will join us, and we will get the panel together, three-fourths of it anyway, for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. And we will do that when we return after this. You're listening to The Gym Class here on this December the 23rd. Happy Festivus to you. Back with more after this.
Big fitness.
That's what you get.
Small price.
That's what you want.
So join iGym now and pay no dues till 2023. Plus, sign up for their VIP Plus membership for only $1 down. Work out when and where you want.
With 24/7 access to all iGym locations.
Personal training.
Functional turf space.
Group exercise classes.
Massage chairs.
Infrared saunas.
And so much more.
Sign up now at IGYMIA.com and pay no dues till 2023. iGym. Two locations in Cedar Rapids and in Tiffin. Big fitness.
Small price.
It's an old-fashioned Griswold family Christmas at Raising Cane's.
There it is.
Celebrate an enduring tradition with kith and kin and hand-battered cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce.
It's good. It's good.
And introducing...
Drumroll, please.
Plush puppies that benefit local pet organizations and the gift cards that keep on giving the whole year.
Hey.
Hap, hap, happy Christmas from Raising Cane's and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. One love. If this tastes half as good as it looks, you're in for a real treat.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your friend's lucky jersey that's never been washed, and I'm stanking up the back seat, overpowering all of your senses, so you don't see the brake lights up ahead. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, you're going to be all out of luck. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
At Lowe's, it pays to be a pro. Now through January 6th, Lowe's MVP's Pro Rewards members earn one bonus point for every dollar spent on qualifying purchases with the Lowe's Business Credit Account. Redeem bonus points for cool rewards for your business. Join Lowe's MVP's Pro Rewards today to start earning. Subject to credit approval, Lowe's terms and exclusions. See Lowe's.com/MVP's bonus points and Lowe's.com/L/pro loyalty term for details. U.S. only.
Back with you on a Friday edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM. Scott, Mark, and Ben taking you through the 3 o'clock hour from the Circus Sports Iowa studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. The Gym Class, of course, presented each and every day by Dupaco Community Credit Union. 319-366-1600 is the text line if you'd like to get a text in before we close up shop on this 23rd of December. And it is a Friday. That means... even with the wind blowing and a blizzard outside, et cetera, we assemble the panel, most of them anyway, Mark Scott Spencer's picks, and we will have the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, a chance for one of our listeners to win a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway on 1st Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. And, of course, our great sponsor of the Pick 6. If you've been a contestant over the past 3 weeks, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible to get that $30 gift card. And Merry Christmas, Dave. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks to you guys, and thanks for having me.
You bet. And you won last week, as Mark will tell us.
Well, I tied Dave at 5-1, but Dave won the tiebreaker. He wrapped it up early, and... just think about this, Scott. Dave started 0-11 in this little exercise, and he's 2 games out of the lead right now.
Is anyone surprised?
Not really. We see comebacks all the time, right, yes. Dave?
Yeah, you just can't let Secretariat get too far in front of you.
There you go.
Well, let's do the picks. Spencer is away for the holiday, but he did send me his picks. We got 3 college games, 3 programs games. The first pick is Dave. It's the Gasparilla Bowl. Will be played later on today in Tampa. Wake Forest in Missouri. It's a pick 'em, Dave.
Wake Forest quarterback Sam Hartman became their all-time leading passer earlier this season, and he enters the final game of his Demon Deacon career with over 12,600 yards and 107 touchdowns. He is also 1 touchdown short of becoming the ACC's all-time leader. He has confirmed he will be leaving Wake Forest next year. He could play in this game, he could enter the NFL draft, or transfer. Missouri doesn't get into this game without their defense, and that defense will be needed against a very good Wake Forest offense. However, Mizzou will be top three sack leaders will miss this game to prepare for the NFL draft. On offense, their leader in receptions and yards and yards is transferring and won't play. So give me Wake Forest to win this game.
Okay, Spencer up next, and he picked Wake as well, Scott.
All right, and you know me, one of my favorite places away from home is a golf course down at Lake of the Ozarks. Although, not doing it today. It's cold down there, too. It's cold everywhere right now. But this Wake Forest team is too good. Sam Hartman is the best quarterback going into the draft. I'm saying that right now. I love Sam Hartman. And with Missouri having all the folks out, we celebrate the Mizzou basketball win in the Border War last night, but it will not go well in football. I'm going to take Wake Forest and put all the pressure on you, Mark.
No, no pressure at all. If I was getting points in Missouri in this game, I might be inclined to pick the Tigers, but Hartman is really, really good. And Dave outlined the guys that are out for Missouri. So it all adds up to a Wake Forest win, and that's a sweep for the panel. Game two, Spencer is up, and I have to admit, committing a bit of a gaffe, I put a game on the board that is in progress. which was not a very smart thing to do, but we're going to pick it anyway. It's the Independence Bowl going on now in Chile, Shreveport, Louisiana. Houston favored by 7, but trailing by 10 at the half. A day ago, Spencer picked Houston. Scott.
I'm going to show Ben this right here because I have a line underneath Louisiana. Okay, he's shaking his head because I had this picked already. It's in Louisiana. Houston was playing awful at the end of the year, and it is cold. I thought bowl games were supposed to be warm. I'm going with the Raging Cajuns. I was going with them earlier this week. I'm sticking with them now.
Yeah, I believe you on that, Scott. Okay.
I showed Ben.
You're up 17 right now. I pick Houston from the start. I'm going to stick with it. Just hoping for a big second half, which we've seen this type of thing in college football. I'm not hopeful, but I'm going to stick with my pick, Houston, -7. Dave.
The Raging Cajuns will try to win their fourth straight bowl game tonight, this afternoon. They have played in 6 bowl games within the state and have been in, and they've all been in New Orleans. This will be their debut in Shreveport. Houston did win 5 of their last 7 games, but the Cajuns played the Sun Belt's best teams close. So give me Louisiana to hang around because of their defense and keep it close.
Okay, an even split there. And game 3 is going to be played Tuesday in Phoenix. The Guaranteed Rate Bowl, it matches Wisconsin and Oklahoma State. Wisconsin favored by 3, and Scott is up first.
What do they know that we don't know? I'm taking Oklahoma State. I'm taking Oklahoma State. Even with, if Grant Mertz was still there, I would have taken the Cowboys, but like I said, somebody's got to explain to me the Wisconsin -3 without a quarterback.
Explain to me what Florida saw on Graham Mertz. That's where he's headed.
Trademark.
I'm going to ride the Braylon Allen train for no apparent reason other than he's really, really good. I actually think Oklahoma State's the better team here, but college bowl games are screwy. And for that reason, I'll pick Wisconsin. Dave.
New Wisconsin coach Luke Fickell will be involved in some way with this game. We just don't know what part. The Badgers have lost Graham Mertz, who is transferring to Florida. Oklahoma State's quarterback Spencer Sanders is possibly leaving. and they have lost their leading tackler to the transfer portal. Not much to like about this matchup, but I'll take the Badgers to win this one.
And Spencer is going to put Scott on a Mike Gundy island. He picked Wisconsin as well.
All right, I catch up a game on everyone.
Now we turn to the professional ranks. These are all Saturday games, the remaining three that we're going to pick. The first one is Philly at Dallas. Quarterback situation for the Eagles up in the air. But we're going to do this as a pick 'em. And I am up first. And I promised one of our texters that whether it's Gardner Minshew or Hurts, that I'm going to ride Philly. I think it's Philly's year. And Dallas finds some way to lose this game. Dave.
After jumping out to a 17-point lead in Jacksonville last Sunday, the Cowboys gave it all back and more, losing 40-34 in overtime on a pick six thrown by Dak Prescott. The offense of Dallas is good, and so is their defense. The defense is better against the pass than it is the run. I like the Cowboys here to win over the Eagles without Jalen Hurts as quarterback.
Okay, Spencer has chosen Philadelphia. Scott, your last pick.
The very words almost make me want to run without my shirt into the snow. Dallas.
All right, it's a split there, Philadelphia and Dallas. We'll see about that tomorrow. Also tomorrow, the Giants visiting the Minnesota Vikings. The Giants favored by 3.5, and Dave is up first.
Minnesota has been in 10 one-score games and are 10-0 in those games. The Viking defense is not good, especially against the pass. They continue to defy the odds, most recently scoring the largest comeback in NFL history, coming back from a 33-0 halftime score to win in overtime 39-36. Minnesota is the number two seed in the NFC and are 7-1 at home this year. The Vikings are the better team and should win. Give me Minnesota to win and cover. Over is a better play, though.
Okay, Spencer is going to pick Minnesota as well. What say you, Scott?
I'm just trying to figure out how Minnesota is going to win this game by 2 points or 3 points or 4 points or whatever the case may be. I've got it down to a flea flicker that is deflected high into the air off of two helmets, goes over a rafter at U.S. Bank Stadium, and comes down in the hands of Justin Jefferson. And he takes it in, and the Vikings win by 4. I will take Minnesota and throw the 3.5.
All right, boys, I got to gain some ground. And Minnesota, it just, you know, continues to defy the odds, as Dave outlined. I love the hook here. 3.5. So I'm going to ride with the Giants right here. Oh, man, what did I do? Yeah, I'll take the Giants.
What did you do?
All right. Spencer is up with our last game. Again, this is tomorrow. Detroit, one of America's favorite teams now, favored by 3 points at Carolina. And the tiebreaker is the total points scored both teams in the Philly-Dallas game. Spencer has selected Detroit, and his tiebreaker is 54. Scott.
How can I go against my beloved NFC team, the Detroit Lions, with all the weapons that they have? Two good running backs. The emergence of a new rookie wide receiver, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jared Goff, Hutchinson on defense. It's all Detroit all the time. The Honolulu Blue wins again. And I will go with, I'm going to go with 46 for my total points in the Philly-Dallas game.
Carolina's not a bad football team, and they're at home getting three. I'm gonna ride with Carolina. I do love Detroit. I'm rooting for them. I'd love to see them make the playoffs. It's a great story, but I think this is a bad spot for the Lions. The total is going to be 35.
Oh.
Dave.
Neither team in this game has a winning record this season. The Lions started 1-6, but have gone on a 6-1 run to get to 500. The Panthers are somehow not eliminated despite a 5-9 record. That's because they play in the NFC South, and Tampa Bay is in the lead with a 6-8 record. Sam Darnold has not turned the ball over this year. Give me Carolina and the points to cover. And I will take 45.
Oh, Dave. Dave. All right.
Secretariat.
I know. I just got to win it outright, man. I just got to win it outright. All right. There they go. Those are your picks this week in the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. We now need four contestants at 319-366-1600 to hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. If your picker has the best week, you get a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. Again, that number is 319-366-1600. Go ahead and call, and Ben will get your information, and we'll get you all set up with one of the pickers and get you ready to go. And just keep calling until Ben tells you not to call. Again, that's 319-366-1600. Dave, Merry Christmas again, and I'll always enjoy it. We'll get together next week.
I agree, and the boys are open, by the way, and Merry Christmas to all.
All right, they're open. There you go. If you can make it out there, make it over to Emil's. Thanks, Dave. 319-366-1600. That is the number to call. Again, that's 319-366-1600. You can win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway, that on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. We'll get you ready to go for the weekend. Mark, some very good NFL games for people to take in. We've got NFL games for you right here on the radio coming up tomorrow. We've got, I want to make sure I get this right here. We've got coming up Cincinnati at New England tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Vegas and the Steelers tomorrow night. That will be at 6:30. And then the triple header coming up on Christmas Day. That will whet your appetite as far as the Christmas buffet is concerned. Minnesota and Green Bay start things off at 11:30. Denver and the Rams at 3:15. Tampa at Arizona coming up at 7 o'clock this evening. And then on the 26th, it will be Monday Night Football, Chargers in Indianapolis. We do have a couple more spots to fill. Folks, call 319-366-1600. Mark and I did not make that bad of picks. Please call 319-366-1600. And Merry Christmas, Mark, to everybody at your place, and we'll talk on Tuesday.
Thanks, you too. Talk then, Scott.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Thanks for listening, and we will be back with you at 3 o'clock next Tuesday.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your friend's lucky jersey that's never been washed, and I'm stanking up the back seat, overpowering all of your senses, so you don't see the brake lights up ahead. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, you're going to be all out of luck. So